Parshas Vamidbar, we start laning usually before Shavuos, close to Shavuos. It has a shaykhis with Matan Torah, and it's an interesting aura that the pasuk Barichus, the pasuk can talk about the Mispar B'nai Yisrael, that it's Shishim Riboy. What's so important, Frekta Nesivis Sholem, about stressing that in the Tkufa of the Dor HaMidbar that there was Shishim Riboy? It's the Chayra, it's a Metziyistic phenomenon that was Negei only then in the Midbar. What's the Nakud of Shishim Riboy? And he explains that Avada, we know that Shishim Riboy is not Stam Grad, that was the amount in the Dor HaMidbar. The Tzura Bishle Musay of Klal Yisrael is Shishim Riboy. Keneged that is the Shishim Riboy Oisius in the Torah. There are various ways to explain that there are Shishim Riboy Oisius in the Torah. It's not Kipshuta counting the Oisius. Different Oisius have different Shavis into it. But there's a Cheshmet that there are Shishim Riboy Oisius in the Torah. And there are also Shishim Riboy Tzirufim in Shem Havayah. There's different ways of spelling out Shem Hashem. So it says Klal Yisrael is Shishim Riboy. In the Shem Hashem is a different manifestations of Shishim Riboy. And in the Torah, there's Oisius of Shishim Riboy. Shevet Levi is not in the Cheshbin. Shevet Levi, lo hispokdu. He says that it's Yidua, that in the Kedusha of the Sefer Torah, that in between the Oisius, there's even more Kedusha. That's connected to Shevet Levi. It's not part of the Shishim Riboy Oisius. Shevet Levi is connected even to Hechera Madrega. But that's the connection of the three in Yonim, how it works in this world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah, and Klal Yisrael. All of them we're explaining now have an Akuda of Shishim Riboy. We've spoken other times that Yisrael v'iraisa v'kadosh Baruch Hu chadu, which is a necessary hakdama for Shavuos and Bechlal. It's a connection between the three, and it's interesting that a connection is a vav. There are three ways to spell vav. Vav could be spelled vav vav. Vav could be spelled vav aleph vav. Vav could be spelled vav yud vav. Vav vav is 12. Is yud beis shvatim. It's Klal Yisrael. Vav Aleph Vav is 13, is the Yud Gimel Midas Hashem. Vav Yud Vav is the Chof Beis, 22, is the Chof Beis Oisis of the Torah. That's the Chibur of Yisrael. V'irayisa v'kadosh Baruch Hu chadu. The Medrash starts off here in Parshas Bamidbar. B'shloisha dvarim nitna Torah be'esh, b'mayim, u'v'midbar. And the Darshan's on these Pesukim even. Be'esh minayim, that the Torah was given be'esh, Shenemar v'har Sinai oshan kuloi. B'mayim inayim. Shenemar gam shamayim no tofu, gam ovim not fumayim. B'midbar minayim. Shenemar v'yedabar Hashem al Moshe b'midbar Sinai. The Torah was nitna b'esh b'mayim v'midbar. A little bit of rhyme in these nyanim. It's the medrash of this parasha. It's meshech shaychi avadik Kabbalah satayr. Torah was nitna b'esh. It's yedua toises and Shabbos daf peches as a famous kasha. Rabbim Niskasha was it? It's a Toysis, but Toysis asks, why was it necessary by Matan Torah Kofa Aleim Har Kegigis? The Yidden already said, Nasa V'nishma, why was it necessary Kofa Aleim Har Kegigis? V'nisrabu HaTrutzim V'ayinyonim Bazei. What does Toysis say? The reason why he needed Kofa Aleim Har Kegigis, because Hashem was Yorei Shemeyachzru Behem Kishiyiru HaEish HaGadoyva. Yes, there was Nasa V'nishma, but maybe they were going to have Chazorah, Charotah, when they see the HaEish HaGadoyva. Makshim ha'oilam, loy listni, loy eish, v'loy gigis. Don't make the eish. You won't need a gigis. You won't need the pachat. Zok the velt. Avad it's with the eish. Torah is with an eish. It's not pshat if you get out the eish. Torah is with an eish hagadol. Vos meint an eish. Torah gate with an eish. Eish is with a bren, with a hislavus. Not how gishlofen. Torah is with an eish. Eish also has a tchuna that it's always oila. The flames are always oila mala. They strive to go up. That's the tzura of an eish. Eish represents mesiris nefesh. Person has to be mesiris nefesh with Torah. Avraham Avinu jumped into Orkastim. The eish of mesiris nefesh. The Gemara says in Tainus Daf Zayin a different akuda that eish. Omer Rabba Barachana. Lam elimsh le Torah ke eish. Shenemer haloi koi dvorai ke eish from Hashem. Ma eish eino doilek yechidi, af de vritoira ein meskayim be yechidi. The Gemara then elaborates on the inyan that it's kedai and roi, meroi, to learn with a chavrusa, not to learn alone. But the Gemara learns it out from eish. An eish, one little twig, is not going to be doilek yechidi. The tzura has to be dafka with an eish. An eish means
Berechavusa.
I think we once said this more than once, but it's a Shane Gedank. The Gemara says in Baba Basra, Oy Chavusa, Oy Mesusa. First night, Oy Chavusa, Oy Mesusa. The Gemara explains because the Satan was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he could do anything to Eoyf. Take away his parnosa, his mishpacha, give him Yisurei Guf and Nefesh, Imamish. Anything, just you're not allowed to kill him. And this is going to be the Nesayin of Eoyf. And Eoyf was left with his three friends, and his three friends come to visit him, and that's what the whole Sefer Eoyf, the greatest section of the Sefer Eoyf is that Shaka with Aryan. So the Shaila is, why didn't the Satan take away his friends? The Satan took away everything, his wife, his mishpacha, his parnosa. Oy Chavrusa, Oy Mesusa. That's pshat in the Gemara. Oy Chavrusa, this is Geharit. Ona Chavrusa. Now the Shaila is, why did even three chaverim? The chinuch ain't chaver. Could have took away two of the chaverim. Why is the choice? That's from the dry chavrus. Say the aleph. Chavrusa say the aleph. Chavrusa say the beis. Chavrusa say the gimel. And if you're missing one of them, is oy chavrusa oy mesusa. But that's from the dry chavrus. Oy chavrusa oy mesusa. Oh, but this is vital. This is meishach shaychi to the noise of eish. The Torah was also given in a midbar. There was given in a midbar. A midbar is a mokayim. Shomeim. The Torah was given in a midbar. First of all, that a person is supposed to be meisim atzmoik a midbar, to be mafker himself to Torah. Meisim atzmoik a midbar. The famous Ran in the Dorim Daf Lamed that teaches up the gather of kedushin, because Matan Torah was the gather of a kedushin with Klal Yisrael and Hakadosh Baruch Hu, is that the isha is meisim atzmoik kedover hefker, the meila she become nixnet. In the midbar also, it teaches you that when you're learning Torah, it's not a cheshbon that you make. If it's too hot today, it's too cold, the climate is no good, it's this matzah, it's not totally the atmosphere. Torah is on a cheshbon. In any situation, even in the midbar. On a cheshbon, on a zman, that's why it also says, Vigisa by the Maral says, Vigisa by Yoyma Valayla. And everything in Yiddishkeit and in the world we know goes light, night comes before the day. By Yi Erev, by Yi Boiker. Over here it says, Vigisa by Yoyma Valayla. Not the right saying. He's by Laila V'Yoyim. Teres is by Teres. On the Cheshbon, before, after, during. It's too late. It's too early. I went. And God's inside. Fashteitzach, a person has a Christ. There's three chavrusas. So it's not pshat. You can't just stand as I learn until I'm tired, like this stifler. And when I collapse, then I'll get up and write like the Chazanish. No, you have a chavrus. You have to keep that into the Cheshbon. Oh, but the etzim, it's on the Cheshbon. Yoyimam v'Laila. Yoyimam v'Laila. On the Cheshbon, within the Cheshbon. Yeah. The Medrash also says, "Hatoyer nitna ba midbar, ma midbar ain ba yloy zriya ba loy ktsira." Af mi shemesam atme al divrei Torah doesn't have to do zriya and doesn't have to do ktsira. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, the Nefesh HaChaim brings this in Perek Tezayin, Shardalad. Kol hamavir kol hamakabel al atzmai ol Torah, mavir menu ol derech eretz. And he says, it's a tzusha to this Medrash also the same idea. The Torah was the one that the Torah was given to somebody that was makabel al himself al Torah. Loi tzarech, loi zriya, loi ktsira. He doesn't arbit in the field. He's holding by Torah. Kol hamakabel olav al Torah, mavir in yimenu ol derech eretz. Zot the Nefesh HaChaim. I was zeichet to hear Rav Nosson Tzvi, zeichet tzadik levroch, the Rashi Zatzal, to say this over this Nefesh HaChaim in Shmuzin. The Nefesh HaChaim says a vort. Yes, it says kol hamakabel ol Torah, mavir in yimenu ol derech eretz. But there's madregis in them. It's a mirror nusach. Kifi the darga, vos mer, vifel mer, a person makabel olav al Torah. It's not black and white. Vosmer makabel ol Torah, vosmer makabel ol derecherets. Person suddenly realizes he's omel with parnasos, he has a mishpocha, and the matzav is not so good. And the old derecherets, the kuptam says ink, says shver. The old derecherets is mamish is licking off him stark. Vos is the eitzen? Vos is the eitzen? Kol makabel ol of ol Torah, mavir men ol derecherets. Vosmer makabel ol of Torah, vosmer mavir men ol derecherets. Of a Mekabel. Mekabel. It's with a Kabbalah. It's not Stam. It's with a Kabbalah. It's with a Kabbalah. A Nazir, the Gemara says, a Kabbalah, a Maila. But on the other hand, it says it's Choyte. It depends. If it's with a Kabbalah, if it's done with a Kabbalah the right way, then it's Reis Zachar. The Medrash says there also, Ma Midbar Ein Boy Arnuna. Af Misha Mekabel Alav Al Torah. Someone that's makabel ol Torah, he's the one that doesn't have to pay the taxes. If you're going to make a cheshbon, who shouldn't have to pay the taxes? The Bnei Torah shouldn't have to be. They should get 200 taxes. saying the Medrash. The Torah was written of a Mayim, the Eish, the Midbar of a Mayim. And Mayim of a Torah, the Gemara of Tainis Tav Zayin, and that same Gemara discusses also the meaning of Mayim to Torah. I heard a story from Reb Chaim Kanievsky that someone came into Reb Chaim and he had a Shaila. There's a Medrash that says that Torah is Nipshal Olamayim, and the Medrash speaks out that Dogim Shebiyam are surrounded by water, and nevertheless when it rains, when it's Yoyre Tipes of Gishomim from the Shemayim, the Dogim are Oyle because they want to have from those Tipes. And the Medrash speaks out that you see from here in the Kuda, this little Avas Torah, a Yid has, the Nimshal to the Dogim Shebiyam, that even though it's surrounded by water, but an opportunity for another Vort, a Tipa of Mayim of Torah, Nocha Havana, Nocha Kinesh of Torah, they're oiled to get the Tipos Mayim, as we state in the Medrash. So this person asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky, he says he has in his house an aquarium with fish, and he took like a sprinkle thing, he poured water, and his fish is not going up. A Mekach Toys, he wants to get his money back and say, yeah. Well, he's having a cash on the Medrash, his fish is not. Azayatem Gefrecht. So Reb Chaim said, you have to understand, a little fish in your little aquarium doesn't have big musagim, he doesn't know how big the Torah is, he doesn't know how big the yam is, he doesn't have a musagim, what this is. The fish in the yam is in the yam. He sees what a yam is. It's the daksha of the yam. He sees someone that understands vi grois and vi oimik the yam is. He also minayubay also understands the mile of that extra tipa, the kol tipa v'tipa. If you don't have grois and musagim, on the grois and musagim, you're not going to have the she'ifa for kol tipa v'tipa. That's how it works with the mayim for the mayim zutayra. With grois and she'ifas for the mayim zutayra, then you get taka grois and she'ifas. I saw the Sfasena says. It says, the Mishpachoysim, Leveis Avoysim. He says, it's an Indian of She'ifis. Mosa Yagia Maisei, Lamaisei Avoysim. Leveis Avoysim. A person has to know to have She'ifis, to reach Maisei Avoysim. You have to have She'ifis in Amkis, and also in Hekif, and this in Shas, this in Torah. There's a Medrash, Vayikra, the Medrash says, Rav Chanan, the Tzifrin Pasach Kro, he says it's going like a tluva shel offer, a big pile of dirt. Someone has to handle what to do with it. So, and he says it's a huge mound of dirt. Let's see, how's he going to take care of it? So, Mishu Tipish, what does the Tipish say? Mi yachal ikseis kolelo, who's going to be able to? Fafal. That's it. Miyash right away. Mishu Pikeach Oimer. Hayoim ani koitza shtemish bolois. Mochar ani koitza oi shtemish bolois. V'mochar. Nochatog, nochatog. Ayoyman is it. Kach, Mishu Tipish Oimer. And this Tipish is a big chacham because he sees how big the Torah is. He says, Mi Yucham! I'm going to finish Yashas. Who's he talking to? What's Red Menar? And the chacham, who Mineyube also sees, Vi Grois das is. But he says to himself, Fakarat. Ayoyman he made daf echad. Mocharan he made daf echad. Ayoyman he made halocha achas. Mocharan he made halocha achas. The Cheshbin, Mitzarif, the Cheshbin Godel. She'ifis, noch atipa, noch atipa, noch atipa, vertes hayam agodol. It's vertes hayam agodol. You have the parasha that it counts out the mispar b'nei Yisrael, the spheres in them. It counts the b'nei Yisrael more than once and it comes out the same number. The Rishonim, which is what? No one died, no one was born, no one became 20, no one went over 60. It's a big tumul in the Rishonim, how to reckon the numbers. There's kamashitis in the Rishonim. There's one mahalach in the Rishonim that the emes, the first time is without Shevet Levi. And the first time was with Shevet Levi, the next time was without Shevet Levi. And it ends up being the same numbers. Right? We're looking for Litzvoy Tzova. That's the Pasuk. We're looking for the Tzova. And you take out Shevet Levi, and you still have the same numbers. It's the same numbers. It's not. As hard as the Shevet Levi. With the Shevet Levi, without the Shevet Levi, the numbers is going to be the same. The numbers is the same. But the Indian of counting, the Indian of counting, Klal Yisrael, Rashi says it's the union of Lahari Schiba. It's not something to know the numbers. It's the attempts of counting each one. Counting each one also shows the chashivas of every single person. Every single person, the Ramban brings the idea. Every single person passed by Moshe Rabbeinu and he says who he is, who his father is, and he's from this and this Shevet. The chashivas of every single person. Rashi already brings the idea that the Klal Yisrael is considered like the Koichavim that are in the Shemayim. So I heard a pshat. The pasuk says, "Haroyfei l'shvurei leiv, umechadesh la'atzvoisom, moine mispar la'kichovim l'chulam shemas yikrei." How is the Eivish the Roife Shvurei Leiv and someone that's also Brochen? People that are Tzabrochen, a lot of times they think there's so many other people also. Who, what is he accomplishing? What is his Te'elis? What is he adding? What if he wouldn't be Havas the Chilik? He's just one of many. And the answer is, in that same Pasuk, Roife the Shvurei Leiv, this guy's Faklap, he's Mechabish Latz Voisim, he's depressed. Moina misfar la kechavim. You look at the kechavim, you see the numbers, you look at the sky, millions of stars, you say, wow, mamash, it's a pella, but each one is a tiny little nothing, right? Just a whole bunch, just another number. But it's not. It's lekulam shem yisikra. Each one has a name. Each one is bigger than the whole sun, bigger than the ganze welt. On one hand, yes, there's a whole bunch, and that's this misfar b'nei sol shishim rivoy. But in that is the kol yochid v'yochid. In that chesed of the shishim rivoy is the kol yochid v'yochid. Interesting deal. The pasuk says, "Mispar Shemes kol zochar legul geloisa." By Shevet Levi, it didn't say legul geloisa. It's a deal. When it counts to Shevet Levi, it doesn't say legul geloisa. So I saw one shot. Rashi brings it back later on that Moshe Rabbeinu was counting the Levim. The Levim was from 1 month old. So Moshe Rabbeinu would sometimes come to the oil, and the babies were there. The noshim were inside with the babies. He didn't want to go when it wasn't super past. So the Eibush said from outside, came out of Baskel. Rashi brings it. It said, kach v'kach nefoshes, isn't this? So by the minion of Shevet Levi, it wasn't taka legul geloisim, because it was taka with this mace that Moshe Rabbeinu stood outside, and the basket came out. There's seven in this one, there's six in this one. But it wasn't with the legul geloisim. By the minister of B'nai Yisrael, it was from 20, it was legul geloisim. There's another pshat, a pilpul, there's a Gemara in Menachos, Daf Lamed Zayin. The Gemara has a shaila. If a person has two heads, on which head should he wear? Should he wear the tefillin? And the Gemara starts handling about a zazach, and the Gemara ends up saying there's no such thing. Then the Gemara is chesheding the guy pidyon aben. If you have to be pidyon aben, maybe you have to pay double for pidyon aben. It's not the Gemara, but the Gemara says the emes, such a person is not going to live. It's a whole shalav. He's one person or two people. That's what's going to do with the pidyon aben. But it's before and there in the Gemara that such a person doesn't live. So the Gemara says, for tefillin it's not a shayla, because it could only be for pidyon aben. He's not going to last. It's a trait, he's not going to last long. So upon him, by shevet, the maskana of the Gemara is that it's one person. Now, shevet Levi, you're counting them from one month old. If you'll have such a one that has two heads, you're going to count the gulgaloysim, the numbers are going to be wrong. Because really the maskana of the Gemara is only one person. However, by the minion of Mishra b'nei Yisrael is from 20 years old, then it wasn't going to be any such peoples. So then you don't have to. Then it's able to count it. Legul geloisim. It's nocha malach. After it sells the whole surah of Klal Yisrael here, it says there's a two pesukim one after the other. It looks like it's saying something very similar. V'saviv lemishkan yachanu, and then again uvinsaya mishkan. V'sovav l'mishkan yachanu. The Briskerov tells a vek pshan and these two pesukim, pasuk nun and pasuk nun beis. Again and again, it just says v'sovav l'mishkan yachanu. He says there's two different things going on over. We know that in the Beis Hamikdash there was shoimrim. The Levim were shoimrim on the Beis Hamikdash. B'chof dalet mekoymes, they were shoimrim on the Beis Hamikdash. And in the Midbar, similar to that, there was v'sovev l'mishkan yachanu, there was a din of shmirah. And the Levim was sovev l'mishkan yachanu for the din of shmirah, which is, this is the alfusa for the makar of the mishmeres ha-mishkan. Then there was something else. In Eretz Yisrael, and in Yisraelayim, and in the Beis HaMikdash, there was three machanos. There was machane shchina, which is mamish in the oil moyed. There's machane levia, the whole harabayas had a din of machane levia. And then there's Machane Yisrael, Gantz Yerushalayim, within the Choyim HaSeir. In the Midbar, where were the three Machanois? In the Midbar, what constituted that there was Machane Shechina? There are special halachas. Which people are not allowed to go into Machane Shechina? Which people that are Tomei are not even allowed to go into Machane Levia? Okay, which Tomei is not even allowed to go into Machane Yisrael? Metzayra. It's different Machanois. Where was the Chiluk Machanois in the Midbar? That's what it's saying. If a sub of a Mishkan Yachanu, where the Levim were living, that was Machane Levia. His mana Mikdash, it was not. It was Harabai. It was Machane Levia. Levim, each one lived in his own house, but the Harabai was Machane Levia. in the Mishkan, that's the Sovin La Mishkan is the Machan Leviyah. And that's why it's two different Sukkim. One is the din of Shmirin in the Mishkan, and one is the Etzem Surah of the Machanos. Machan Leviyah was where the Leviyim lived. So after they got I saw the Meshech Chochma, other Rachman, they ask, a Volkeri is not allowed to be in Machan Leviyah. So how were the Leviyim living there? The Leviyim were living there. The Machan Leviyah in the Mishkan, in the Midbar, was where the Leviyim were living. So he says there was there was two parts to the Machan Leviyah. There was the Oyelim that was Takah from the Nesheim and the Mishpachteim, and that Chelik was Takah didn't have Kedushas Machan Leviyah. And then there was an innermore part that had the din of Machan Leviyah. There's up there. So I had a Shtikul Ha'ara. The Gemara says, Psochim, that a mace is allowed to go into Machan Leviyah. Certain Tumas came, but Tumas mace, even a mace Atzmoy, is Mudder in Machan Leviyah. The Gemara brings a Raya, because it says, Moshe Rabbeinu was taking the Atzmas Yosef Imoy. Moshe Rabbeinu was a lady. Moshe Rabbeinu took Atzmas Yosef Imoy. And Imoy b'machitzah, so he was with the Atzmas Yosef. And you see that the Atzmas Yosef, which is a mace, is allowed to be in Machan Leviyah. Okay, there's a medrash that the Atzmas Yosef were Moshe Rabbeinu put them into a skin of a gedi, and it became alive, and that's how it would go. It would go in front of the Machana. But so then someone wanted to say, it's not Tumas mace, it's alive. But it's Chedushim. But the Gemara Fakir, the Gemara is bringing a Raya. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Atmos Yosef, was in Machan Leviyah. The Shaila is, in any ways, Machan Leviyah has two parts, and even about Keri, which for sure is not allowed to go on Machan Leviyah, was in that other part. So what's the Gemara's Raya for Moshe Rabbeinu that a mace is mutter of Machan Leviyah? And the push the Teretz is because Moshe Rabbeinu was Parash Meishle. Moshe Rabbeinu Avada was in the higher section of the Machan Leviyah. Now this idea, though, that again, once we were in Eretz Yisrael in the Beis Hamikdash, Har HaBayis was Machan Leviyah. But in the Mishkan, it was the Tzura where the Leviyim were living. So there's a big shaila, it's a sugi and Zvachim. We know, it talks about it in the parash over here, that when the Yidden traveled, first you would have Machan Yehuda, and then Machan Ruvain, the different, the Golem. When did the Leviyim travel? So it's Mavur, that after the first Machan Yehuda, right then after that, Gershon and Merari would also travel. As I state Mefurash in the Pesukim in Parshas Baal Lo Yischa. Then the second Machana Ruvain would go, Ruvain, Shimon, God. And then B'nai Kehos would go. As I state. And then the other two Machanas of the Shvat. In our Parsha, when it says after Yehuda Ruvain, and after Ruvain, then B'nasa Oyel Moyit. And the Rishonim still. Why are you not elaborating that it was separated? Gershon and Merari was separate, and Kehos was separate. Mefurash Pesukim in Parshas Baal Lo Yischa. Shot is. So some Rishonim say, "Klav Dafkemen, Zok the Briskerov." Where was the Machanois when they were traveling? Machan Leviyah was split up, right? You had Machan Yehuda, Yehuda Yisachar's womb. Then you had Gershon Merari. Then you had Machan Ruvain, Ruvain Shimon and God. Then you had Kehos. Zok the Briskerov. Only where Kehos was had the din of Machan Leviyah. Kedushas Machan Leviyah. For its chumras and kulas, whatever dinamar and machan leviyah, were only where kahos was. Why? Because kahos was mostly the oroin, and about the nakuda of kedushas machanis is from the oroin. And since the oroin was by kahos, v'nosa oyal moyed means kahos. Kedushas machan leviyah, a balkari was able to trace it by Gershon and Merari during the masa. The seder of machanis, we're handling it here in the perak aleph legabi when it was bachani yosom. Kasher Yachin came to saw, right? By the Chani Yosem, we're discussing the Tzura of the Machanais here in Perak Aleph Pasuk Nun, and in Beis. But then later we have it also, Lagabi, the Seder of the Masois, that again, in the Metzias Advarim, Gershon and Merari was separated from Kahos. Gershon Merari went after one Machaneg, Kahos went after the second Machaneg. Over only where Kahos was, had the din of Kedushas Machan Leviyah. It's Bechlal not Pashit if it had Kedushas Machaneg Shechina. During the Masa, it's a whole sugi and zvachim, kachet kachim that you could only eat in the Azara, in Machan Shechina. Where, if at all, were you able to eat it during the Masois? Did it have still the kedusha? Zvachim, the samach, samachalach, it's a big sugi. We have the musig of the golem. It's interesting that Perak Aleph already didn't talk about the Degolim. Perak Aleph talks about the Yechidim, and Perak Beis talks about the Degolim. Perek Aleph, as we mentioned earlier, is discussing the chashivas and the ma'il of every yochid. Every yochid. We spoke before. Moinim mispar shemois, every yochid. Perek Beis is talking about the chashivas of every shevet. Every shevet in Klal Yisrael has its egen avodah, a different halach and avodah Hashem, a different surah. There are shvatim in Klal Yisrael. It's kulay ba'achdus, but it's shvatim. The chashivas of the yochid is the erste perek, the chashivas of the shvatim and the machnois. And by the machnois already, once you're making machanos, it says v'soviv la'mishkan yachanu. This is such an important yisoid. Why would the golem and the setup of the machanos only set up here after they built the mishkan? Because on a mishkan, then the concept of machanos is be'etzem foreign and it's be'etzem machloikis and it's be'etzem pirud. But if it's v'soviv la'mishkan yachanu, if there's a center point of the v'soviv la'mishkan yachanu, arum and arum v'soviv la'mishkan yachanu megzayin the golem and machanos and separate. Because that's good for the Achdus. The Achdus b'shleimus is makarek when there's the different machanos, and all of them are sovig la'mishkan yachanu. And that's the union of a degel. A degel, the Shemesh Shmuel writes, a degel, when there's an army that's fighting a melchama, there's different parts to the army, there's different sections that have a different tafkid. Each one is an important tafkid. Maybe more dangerous tafkid, but each tafkid in the army is a gemisah tafkid. And each tafkid, a person has to be klapi his tafkid. And you need the golem that a person should be connected. Connected and not get lost and not get smished with his tafkid, with his chelik is. And so the golem is be'etzim a connection. It makes a chibur. And it makes a chibur to Klal Yisrael, to Rabbi Yisrael, and to the Vesov of Lamishkan Yachan. But Bechlal, the whole mahus of degel is that nakuda. That the degel is mishayech you to what you are mechubra to which chelik you're mechubra to. The degel is mechabra you. It keeps you realize. You see it and it's mechabra you to the chelik that you're shayich to. Rabbeinu Bechaya Ba'arichos talks about the union of the degolim and the soydis. There's midrashim here also. Rabbeinu Bechaya is ma'arichan how each degel, what each shame it represented was connected to a different chaya, a different surah, and a different color. Each degel, he goes Ba'arichos, what the colors represented. There was a whole Seder Advarim. There's one interesting nekud I saw over there. He stells on the middle ones. We know each machane, right? There was Yehuda, Yisachar's woman. He stells on the middle one of each machane. Meaning there was a rosh of each machane. But in the middle one, it's Yehuda, Yisachar is the middle one. In the next machane of Ruvain, Shimon is the middle one. Then Menashe is the middle one of Fry, Menashe, and Binyamin. And Osher is the middle one of machane Don. He says, Yisachar is the second Shevet, Shimon is the fifth, 4, 5, 6, Menashe is the 8, 7, 8, 9, and Asher is the 11th. 2, 5, 8, and 11 is 26, the Shem Avaya. And interesting, the names of the Nasi, of specifically those four Shvatim, Yisachar, Shimon, Menashe, and Asher, all have Shem Hashem. Nisan El, Shlumiel, Gamliel, and Pagiel. It was Shem Hashem. The middle one is Shayach to the Shem Hashem. And he brings that when they were, during the Masa, there was a Tekiah through a Tekiah. But when the first Shevet of that triple Machana went was a Tekiah, then a Trua, and then a Tekiah. So by the middle one was the Trua. Ashrei Ha'om, Zot Rabbeinu Bechaya, Yoidei Trua, Hashem, Ba'or Panechi Aleichem. The Shevet that's Meshach Shayach to the Trua, he's the one that's Meshach Shayach to the Shem Hashem. His Nosei Hashem Hashem, and the Tziruf of all them is Shem Avaya. And it's shayach to the Be'or Panecho Yahalechon. During the Maso, it went from the ones that were the Yoidei Tshuva. The middle one is the one that's telling of that place. That's the sugya from the Golem. You have at the end of the Parsha, the last Pasuk, that you should make sure to cover when they're traveling, to cover the different kelim. It's a shtikal ha'ara that the parsha ends with vamesu. We're not supposed to be Messiah with a dover ra, with a peronius. And here it ends with vamesu. So pasha, it's v'loy yavoyu liris kevalas ha'kodesh v'mesu. That's the pasha, the teretz. Someone once wanted to suggest that, you know, parsha's nosei starts off nosei esroish b'nei gershom. The truth is, in Bamidbar, here, 25 psukim earlier, it's Nosei Yisroish B'nei Kahas. What's that? We cut up and split it, Kahas is in Parshas Bamidbar. Yesh Maladavar Bazeh. Maybe in Parshas Nosei, but it could be if Parshas Nosei, maybe it was a mistake, and Parshas Nosei started there by Shvi, so then So then the parsha ends. Kasha tziv Hashem es moya, pi Hashem, kasha tziv Hashem es moya. End of the parsha. Then it's ready nosay, mahal shay nosay. But it's a chiddush to say as a zach. Akapanu v'lo yavoyu liris kevalas hakodesh v'meisu. What is this din, v'lo yavoyu liris kevalas hakodesh v'meisu? What does it mean? The Sefer HaChinuch says that Parshas Bamidbar has no mitzvahs. He always says how many mitzvahs in each parsha, and he says Parshas Bamidbar has no mitzvahs. But it's a machlokes rishonim. The Bahag, the Urayim, all the rishonim count. This lav, v'lo yavoyu liris kevalas hakodesh, is a lav da'iraisa. What is this lav? So the Emma says there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin daf pe aleph that says, famous Gemara of Kanoim Poigim, but everyone knows it about Boil Aramis, Kanoim Poigim, but it's a list of three things there. One of them is Hagoyin Vesakasva. Goyin Vesakasva is someone that steals a klisharis from the Beis Hamikdash. And the Gemara says if someone steals a klisharis, besides that he's over the lav of Lysigna, the Minchas Chinuch works it out, it's also Lysigna, but he's also over the lav. A guy breaks into the Beis Hamikdash through the Shoimrim, and he breaks and steals something, he's over this lav of Layavoyu. Lirois Kevalas Hakodesh V'Meisu. Most Rishonim say that it's only an Asmachta Ba'alma, and it's not counting the Minyan HaMitzvahs. But what's Mavur in the Gemara in Yumadaf and Dalid, that there's another simple Pashat Pshat, that there's a Lav D'Iraisa here, that you're not supposed to look at the Kli HaMikdash. But it's a Machlekes Rishonim, but Ketzora, we'll go into an Inyan, what is this Isser? Rashi is Mavur a few times here, that it's not only on the Oroin, on any of the Kli HaMishkan, the Oroin, the Mizbeach, you're not supposed to look at them. And the Ramban and the Ibn Ezra says it's only going on the Oroin. Another issue is, well, when is this Isser? Rashi learns that this Isser is only when they're traveling. Well, it has to be like that because you're allowed to look at the Oroin and at the Shulchan and the Menorah other times. Pshat is when you're traveling, then you're not supposed to look at it. But the Ramban learns that it's din b'chlal only in the Oroin and nothing to do with traveling. It's usser to look at the Oroin. And if you do, you're over a lot. The Gemara in Yuma brings a story that from Dalal on that same moment. The Gemara brings Ma'is of a Kohen Echad. Shohayim is Asek. He was playing around with the floor of the Beis HaMikdash. He was patching a room with one of the balatot of the stones of the floor of the Beis HaMikdash. And he saw that there was a ritzpa Meshuna Mechaberta. This is in the second Beis HaMikdash. He saw that one of the balatot of the stone was a little bit different than all the other ones next to it. And he quickly called his friends. He lifted it up. He saw that there's like a whole mysterious tunnel. And he called over his chaverim, and he didn't even have a chance, and he died. The Gemara says they knew that that's where the Oroin was nignas. The Oroin was nignas under the Beis HaMikdash, and he must have seen it, and he died right away, Nisa B'dei Shemayim. And the Gemara says, because he was over the lav of the Yavoyu Lirois Kevalas HaKadosh V'Meis. Now, this was not B'Shas Masois. So you see that the Isser is not only B'Shas Masois, and then it's a Pella on Rashi, because Rashi says that it's an Isser not only on the Oroi, it's an Isser on all of the Kli HaMikdash. Are you talking in Alan Estamas? They look at the Menorah or the Shulchan. So Ken Zayin, the Pshat is, the Yisoid of the Isser is, you're not allowed to look at any of the Kli HaMishkan at a time when they're supposed to be covered. During the Masois, all of them are supposed to be covered. In this story of the Kohen who died, it's because it was Bishaz Gneza, Yoshio Gonzon. It was Nignas. Nignas. The Oren, though, Bechlal, you're not supposed to look. Why? Because the Oren is covered by the Peroiches. And Peroiches also was a Din Kisui. It's my first Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Zayin. I'm not sure, maybe some of them got up to Daf Zayin on the base. But on Daf Zayin on the base, the Gemara is before that Peroiches is a Din Kisui. And the Oren had a Din to be Mechusa al Yedei the Peroiches. So that's that Din of Allah Yavoyu Lirois, while it's a Din to be Mechusa. The Shaila is, why the Rishonim, if it is a Lav Deraisa, why not they don't count it in the Minyan HaMitzvahs? So again, the Bahag, the Urayim, the Tashvats, a lot of Rishonim count it. It's in Bir Cheshbon of Taryag. They count this lot. But the Rambam, the Chinuch, doesn't. So the emphasis, the Gemara in Yuma continues there. The Gemara says that Bishah, that Bnei Yisrael would come to be Oilu Regel, they would be Megoilu them the Peroiches, and they would let them see the Kruvim. Shahyu Me'urim Zebezeh, Kezocher V'Nekeva, and it would show the Ava that Klal Yisrael has to Kodesh Baruch Hu as the Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael Takodesh Baruch Hu. So they would goil the Peroiches, let them see the Kruvim. Frech the Gemara, I is alive, Allah Yavoyu Liris Kevalas HaKodesh. How are they letting them see it? So the Gemara, there's a difference. In the Mishkan, they were only like Erisin. And in Arusa, it's still not Bakvent, so it's also the look. But this is already in this Beis HaMikdash, in Erisin Beis HaMikdash, then it's Nesu already, then it wasn't Osir. correct the Gemara, but it says that the story with this Kohen that he saw the Ritzpah was different than he looked and he died. So that's in the second Beis HaMikdash. In the second Beis HaMikdash, it was Nisgarshu. They went into Golos Babel. Chazru? La'achar Gerishin, v'chazru, chazru l'chibasam arishin of Erisin, and then again it's Asim. So it comes out it's only Asim in the Mishkan and in the second Beis HaMikdash. Will it be Asir la'asir lavay? Is it l'doyus, this mitzvah? So, l'chayra, if you're going to say it together of chazru l'chibasam arishin, you have to work out it. It's going to be Asir in the and then it's back shvar. Why isn't it counted in the minyan mitzvahs? So there's a lot of Torah, but one nakuda. It's interesting. The Gemara continues two more lines. The Gemara in Yuma there. The Gemara then brings. It says in the first place in Mikdash, they would be megoil of the paroichas and they would see the kruvim that are hugging each other. In fact, the Gemara tells in the first place in Mikdash there was no paroichas. It was the amatraxim. And in the second place in Mikdash there was no kruvim. So it was the arm. So what are you referring to? So the either Gemara says it was different paroichas, it wasn't the din paroichas, it was time there were other curtains there in the Beis HaMikdash, in the first Beis HaMikdash. Or it's taka referring to the second Beis HaMikdash, and it doesn't even mean the kruvim, it means kruvim that sorted. There was certain suras of kruvim. It wasn't the real kruvim. Either way, once you get to that maskana, then this isser is not negeya b'chlal. Even like the first teretz, let anybody like the second teretz, that they weren't looking at real kruvim, it was just kruvim that sorted. But even like the first teretz, it wasn't the paroichas that has it in kisoy. It was the amatrax, and it was grand the paroichas in there. That's not a din kisoy. You're allowed to look, and then there's no raya anymore whether the isser is noyig l'doyus. It was interesting if the kohen gadol who walks into the kodesh kadoshim on Yom Kippur is he allowed to look at the aron? We're saying that the isser is to look at it when it's a zman liyos mechusa. That's why during masois, when it was gniza. After Gneza, the Kohen that died, and Bechlal, when it's covered by the Paroichas in the Mishkan, when it's covered by the real Paroichas is the Kisuv. Yeah, but here the din is the Kohen Gadol's din is he's supposed to walk in and be inside on the other side of the Paroichas. Is he allowed to look? Is the Kohen Gadol allowed to look? Is the Kohen Gadol Oiver V'Layavoy Lirois Kavalas HaKodesh when he walks in on Yom Kippur? Because he's behind, he's inside. He's inside job. So I saw Rashbam in Parshas Achrei Mois. The Rashbam says the reason why the Kohen Gadol walks into the Kohen's Kadoshim with Ketoris and makes a big Oshon is in order that he shouldn't see. It should be hazy that he shouldn't see the Aron. That's the Kisa, like a smoke screen. He's behind the Paroichas. Teretz says, no, that was the purpose of the Ketoris, a kapon you see from the Rashbam. He's other Mishnah Magi, but like the Rashbam, that it's a thing that he's not supposed to look. As always before in the Rashbam, Parshas Achrei Mois, interesting Gedeon. Daftoira, say one part on Daftoira. The Pasuk says in Daftoira, V'hoye v'mokai, asher yoyim alehem loy ami atem, yoyim alehem b'ni kel choy. B'mokai, from the place. From the place that you're going to be saying loy ani atem, that you're not on a good matzav, loy ani atem, from that place, that's what the pasuk says, yoyim alechem v'nikel chay. Again, right? B'mokoyim asher yoyim alehem, loy ani atem, from that place where you're saying loy ani atem, from there you're going to say v'nikel chay. What's the pshat? So the stipler in Birchas Peretz, first he says it's going on Shuvah Me'ava. We know the Gemara says in Yuma, about later now, we move to the later Prakim in Yuma, from Daf Nandal, we went to the Peis, but the Gemara in Yuma says that Shuvah Me'ava is Nepach, the Averis, the Zdoinis, Anasu, the Skuyas. So from the Mokim Asher Yoimulam B'ni Loi Ami Atem, from that Mokim of the Averis, it's Nepach, the Skuyas, Yoimulachem B'ni Kelchoy. That's one shot. Then the disciple says another Mahalach, a Moiridik Yisoy, Dover Godel, Choshev Moid. He says, we know that it works with Aliyas and Yeridas. Everyone works with Yeridas and Aliyas. Sheva Yipal Tzadik, and because of that, Vikom. Not because, right? Sheva Yipal Tzadik, Vikom. A person steigs from his Yeridas because he makes Aliyas. Bimakoy, Asher Yoyim Alehem, Bin Loy Ami Atem, from that place where you had the Yerida, from there comes the Yoyim Alehem, Bin Ikal Chor. From the Sheva Yipal Tzadik comes the Mekom. Why?
Why? What would be shlecht with cruise control? Farvos.
The Stipe says, we know there's a concept, it's a teva that the Rabbi Shalom put in the veld. Teva that the Rabbi Shalom put in the veld. That Mishi Yesh Limona writes him a sign. Mishi Yesh Limona writes him a sign. Person wants more. Mishi Yesh Limona writes him a sign. And there's always going to be a strive for more. So if the Stipler in Ruchnis is not like that. In Ruchnis, Mishi Yesh Limona. Yesh Limona. Hakasha. Tova. Where does the strive for growth go? By Ruchnis? From the Yerida. Because you went even lower and you have to reshtaik. That's the way. It's a te'elas nitzrach for the aliyah that there should be the yerida. That's how it works. That's how it works in ruchnis. That's how it works in ruchnis. It's a chiddush. I heard from an adam gadol, a little bit different. I heard he said, you know, different people have different yetzahara. So. Instead of steiging and learning and growing, they're still busy fighting with the Yetzirah, you know, they're helping with the wrong chavrusa. So, there's an akuda, if a moshel, a person, some people have a Yetzirah for a moment. Yetzirah for a moment is Yeshlein Mona, right? It's a sign. The way to channel that into Ruchnius is Bekiyas. Nochablat, nochaperet, more and more. Yeshlein Mona, right? It's a sign. Some people have Taivas Achila. Their mamash bikim, they're kind of sores, they're kind of sores, they know the difference between which sauce goes with which sushi. They know. That's bikim. And then this pruravu, to be machadish, to create, to make something new. Different nakudas of yetzer goes, la'ivrasa, la'ivra, yitzra, elevish al-chidrasa, the shmaitza, the zoyar said, the vulva brings it in more than one place. The yetzer was created, for chidrasa, the shmaitza. So this is a little different, but Akapona, I want to theorize the copy of the Stipler's Vart. He says that by Ruchnis it's not like that. It's not Yesh Leimon writes a sign. It doesn't go with Yesh Leimon writes a sign. So what's the system? B'mokoyim asher yoyim lehem le'amiyatem. From that place comes the Bini Kol Chai. From that place, Sheva Yipol Tzadik, from that comes the Kom. That's where the Shtayim is from. And we should be Zoycha, le'amiyatem is yoyim lehem Bini Kel Chai. Kel Chai is Gematria 49. Kel is with an Aleph. Kael Chai. It's 49. That's the 49 days of Sfira. We should take a take. It should be Taka Kula Yimei Aliyah. Whatever the Yerida had to be, it should be with Aliyah. It should be Yoyim Alachem B'ni Kael Chai.